Well, I think there really has, and there are two things that they are doing in terms of two different themes, and those are first helping the voters get to know who Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are from a personal standpoint, and secondly, convincing voters that they are ready to take on the job. And I think those are the two key themes that they've been pushing at the convention.
So far, Professor, do the speakers seem to be able to attract undecided and independent voters?
Well, this is a convention that is for the party members. And as such, it's really meant for getting the enthusiasm going for the members of the party. However, it is also broadcast to the rest of the nation. And there are two things that the party wants to do in order to convince those independent voters. And that is, number one, show that the party has better ideas for helping those independent voters and making their lives better. And number two, showing that the party is unified and can win. And so those are the two things they're trying to do. And so far, it looks like they've been pretty close to message on those things.
How about younger voters?
I think younger voters are a key group that the Democrats are trying to attract. They really gave the presidency to Joe Biden in 2020, voters of the ages of 18 to 29, plus voters of color. And I've seen in this convention, you see more of those people speaking from those two groups and talking about how Kamala Harris represents them and their interests. And so I would say that they are continuing the trend that these groups actually got most excited by Kamala Harris replacing Biden on the ticket, and they're trying to continue the enthusiasm throughout this convention, and it's been pretty obvious they're being targeted.
And there have been some surprising speakers at the Chicago National Democratic National Convention, members of the Republican Party, including,
Yes.
I'm sure you're aware, Stephanie Grisham, a former high-level staffer in the Trump White House, Adam Kinzinger, a
Right.
former Republican member of Congress, Ana Navarro, a well-known Republican, political commentator. What's going on here, Professor? How usual is it for members of the opposing party to speak at a U.S. political convention?
It is extremely unusual. Most of these people don't feel comfortable speaking to the members of the other party. I mean, they are, of course, strong members of their own party. But Donald Trump did something to the Republican Party that we have not seen. He has completely taken it over. And in a lot of ways, he has undermined a lot of the things that the Republican Party stood for. And that's why we've seen this. But the idea of someone who is what we would call a convert coming from one party to the other is something that has been occasionally highlighted at these conventions, but it's usually just one person, not a group of them. And that's what the Democrats are trying to show, that there is a group of Republicans, strong Republicans, many of whom actually worked for Donald Trump, who do not believe that he is fit for the office anymore.